Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number two. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so do enjoy those on us. That, again, is freetalklive.com. Let's go right into the phone calls and to the amplifier line. It's Puke in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, Puke.
All hail Lord Bush.
What's on your mind?
That's pretty sick, what you guys are talking about.
Well, last hour, for those just tuning in, we covered some of the new executive orders by George W. Bush, one of which makes it so that if they deem you to be confiscated, they will come and take your house, they'll come and take your car, your bank account, whatever it is they want to, if they think that you've had some sort of involvement in materially supporting those who are opposing the military over in Iraq. Pretty much anybody who's a dissenter can now be targeted by the government for confiscation of assets. That's in a nutshell.
Essentially, America now has political prisoners. Or can, anyway.
That's correct. Well, we do. We already have them. Jose Padilla, I think, might be an example of a political prisoner. But, yes, the groundwork has now been laid to make it fully legal for them to have political prisoners.
Well, there you go. And it's the really sad thing is the vast majority of people will never hear or comprehend any of this stuff. You know, they just, they're too busy with their lives drinking beer and, watching TV, and they'll never, ever know that this stuff is happening until... Yeah. For some reason, the Gestapo are kicking down their door and, sending their family off to jail. And it reminds me of something. I was taking a college course, and for some reason, one of the assignments, it was about, not coercive speaking, but persuasive speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, the teacher chose Kennedy to watch a couple videos of him giving a speech. And everybody in the class, it's an online course, and they, like, everybody was just like, oh, wow, Kennedy's such a great guy. I wish we had presidents like him. And this one girl was talking about how he wanted peace because in his inaugural speech he said something about peace. And I was, like, trying to point out, this guy started the Vietnam conflict where an estimated 1.1 million Americans died and unknown amounts of civilians and such. And it just blows my mind that these people, they can't see the forest for the trees.
They're the same people that would say that Lincoln was one of the best presidents. The people that came, they graduated from the government education system where these people are revered. They're worshipped.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. What they think they want from their president is somebody who's in motion, somebody who's doing something. And that makes perfectly good sense because that's what you want from anybody else in any other job. What they don't know is that this is a republic and the intention of the founding fathers was to keep the federal government small.
Their politicians should be making more laws because that's their job. And how do you have a free country if there's more and more and more laws?
That's precisely the problem.
When did this nation of laws jingoistic term come about? Because I don't remember ever hearing that before. I didn't know America was a nation of laws. I thought it was a nation of freedoms. And it's just completely antithetical to say that we're a nation of laws. That's just what I wanted to comment about.
Great call, man.
Sad.
Thanks for making it. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That, by the way, a former member of the military, Army guy.
Yeah, and as he says, the schism between what we conceive of as a nation of laws today and perhaps the original meaning of the term a nation of laws as in natural rights, the preservation of your property, and the document, the Constitution, which was supposed to check the government from growing and creating all these laws.
Man laws.
Man laws, exactly, rather than natural law, as Locke would put it. I think that tends to hopefully get some people to recognize that even if you think you can establish a state in the generic sense that will protect your property and your livelihood and your rights from these piles of laws that they're going to pass, once you set that machine in motion and you've got the state, people are the ones who are behind the levers.
Of course, people in search of power.
Exactly, and it will get corrupted. There's nothing you can do.
Which is why I keep trying to explain to Mark, we had this huge debate over the weekend about different systems, government versus no government, and that sort of thing. And, you know, Mark is insisting that we need to just try it again. They were close when they had the Constitution. They were close, but we just need to tweak it a little bit and try it again, and then we can do this government thing the right way. And it just seems to me that government continues to fail every iteration, every form. Why continue to recreate this violent entity?
Well, I'm of the opinion that that government is sort of a natural human instinct, and generally
to rule over others, you mean?
Well, or be ruled.
Or look for a ruler.
The evidence is that humans have always had rulers. There's the one Icelandic...
Norseman.
Yeah, that managed to, supposedly have a system that didn't have rule. I don't know that that's true, and the documentation on it is, as you can imagine, minimal. But it seems like we're going to have that one way or the other, so I think what we should do is set in place a small government to avoid a bigger, more totalitarian one coming in. Governments have failed all along, just as a matter of course. Big ones, small ones, despotic ones, and benevolent ones.
Yeah, but how do you keep it small, Mark? That's the trick, right?
Well, I would think that now that we've had the chance with the Constitution, that we can rewrite a Constitution that is that has penalties in it, that has perhaps, instead of lawmakers voting for something, lawmakers coming to a supermajority on things, just learn from mistakes.
Make it more like the Articles of Confederation. It's interesting, historically, it's a rewarding experience to look back at those opportunities that we had on this continent to make a freer country. And many people, particularly those who are classical liberals such as myself, we look at the Articles of Confederation as actually not having been too bad, and that the Constitution, as many of the anti-federalists thought, was really the wrong way to go, that it centralized things too much, that Alexander mm-hmm. Hamilton's influence was too great. And then later, of course, one of the scions of Hamilton's thought processes, Abraham Lincoln, really helped destroy the concept of federalism that at least they tried to institute within the Constitution. At least they knew that if they couldn't have a no government, they would have multiple small governments competing.
I think that would be far more preferable to what we have today, or to even what Mark's proposing. Instead of reworking the federal government and trying it again, let's just forget about the whole federal government thing and let 50 small governments exist, and then let people move back and forth according to who wants to live where and which system is better. And then the wonders of competition will help out the best system.
Yeah.
I like the idea of a federal government just to in name, to keep the states from wanting to fight each other.
Shouldn't we have a North American Union to keep the states from wanting to fight each other? And shouldn't we have a world union in order to keep the states from fighting each other? Now, who wants war, right? Let's have some bigger and bigger governments here, Mark. Let's go to the phones. Talk to Neil in California. You're on Free Talk Live, Neil. Hello, Neil, in California? Neil,
yes, I'm here. Hello.
Hi, what's on your mind?
Hey, all right. I've got a scenario that I think will put Mark's Catch-22 to rest.
Oh boy! I'm glad that now that this Catch-22 is going to get brought up with Gardner around, because if anyone can handle this, Gardner can.
Good, because not only that, but I think Mark, you have yourself in a Catch-22.
Uh oh!
Oh boy!
Yes. The continual conversation came up basically and was that about the defense of property in the absence of a government, for example, and that the idea of property and pressing that idea upon somebody who's trying to take your property or doesn't believe in property, for example, like a commie or whatever, that those things are contradictory, or they nullify each other somehow. But there's a point that's been missing. Gardner, thank you for bringing up natural law, by the way.
Okay.
The point is that property rights extend from self-ownership. Now, the thing about self-ownership is that it's an objective fact,
mm-hmm.
that self-ownership is something that can be empirically proven, and that it has a scientific basis for the validity of such a claim. So what happens is that you have property rights, which are an absolute fact, and when a commie violates those property rights, he's doing so in ignorance because he doesn't realize that he owns himself.
I'd like you to continue this train of thought here in a moment at 800-259-9231. Back with more of Neil and your calls as well, and inevitably we'll get Garner's comments on this this whole situation. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show and you can bring up what you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 800-259-9231. Is Ian here with you?
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features on the site, totally free. We've got the wiki there, wiki.freetalklive.com. We'll get you to it. There are over 1,375 pages created by listeners just like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website and like the rest of our site. It's totally free. wiki.freetalklive.com. Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's 800-544-6359 for SACL CAI. As we go back to it's Neil in California, back on Free Talk Live. Hello, Neil.
Hello.
All right. So we're talking about this incredibly obtuse conversation we've been having over the past few days on this show.
It's obscure, that's for sure.
Yeah.
It's excellent. Very esoteric, but very important.
And the issue at hand, and we're going to have to keep recapping it, of course, is because...
And it's not easy to recap.
No, because new people are always just tuning in. But, Mark, why don't you recap, and then we'll let Neil jump in with his comment about how he believes you're in a catch-22.
Okay.
Because you can explain yourself way better than I can.
Right. I understand that. You likely don't even entirely get what I'm saying, simply because, you know,
he's not in your head.
It flies in the face of what it is that you believe.
Right, because
so
he's a madman, and I, you know, right. It's hard to really understand.
I'm crazy. I'm out of my mind. The point that I made is that... voluntarists or anarcho-capitalists or free marketeers, whatever term that one wants to use, as long as Ian has been one and has sort of attracted them to this show to listen to, they have been on their high horses telling me how it is that their government system's so much better because it's all voluntary and we don't want to initiate force on anybody and you're a bad statist because you believe in a small government instead of no government. And why don't you just come over to the side? You know, I had to listen to all this crap for so long. And then somebody called in and mentioned, some stuff that sort of brought into question whether property exists at all, and sparked in my mind this thought process, which is, in fact, if somebody doesn't believe in property in the same way that we do, everybody here on this radio show and Neil, that they don't voluntarily fit into the system. So therefore, even if you create a voluntary system where there is no government and everybody sort of contracts with these governing agencies, I'm going to use the term governing. I know Ian doesn't like it, but these insurance companies, these DROs, I think the terminology has been, to govern them and sort of protect them from other people with their other DROs. If somebody doesn't opt into that whole property system, that you are then... to their mind, initiating force on them. When they come on your property to steal something of yours, to liberate it and give it to the people or whatever kind of gobbledygook it is that's going on in their head, that they're not voluntarily subscribing to your system. So therefore, the legitimacy of the whole voluntarist system, this high and mighty system that doesn't initiate force on anyone, suddenly falls apart.
Okay.
Okay, now Neil.
Yes. Yeah. All right. That's fantastic to think that. However, the concept of self-ownership and property rights, which extend from the concept of self-ownership, is an objective fact.
Okay.
It is something that can be empirically proven scientifically.
How?
And is independent of all of us.
How would one prove that scientifically?
Well, how would one prove that? Okay. Let's take, for example, Mark, okay? He has arms, legs, brain, heart, all those things, so on and so forth. Now, who controls Mark's body?
I do. Mark does.
Right. Mark does. And it's proven objectively. All of us have witnessed that, and have absolute proof that Mark controls his body. It's been empirically proven.
Precisely.
And therefore, property rights exist, and they exist outside of the subjective beliefs of individuals. Therefore, when a
I'm not sure that you just proved the property right exists
I
can move my arm.
Neil's right. In as far as political philosophy goes, you have what they used to call a property in yourself.
I understand.
Whether that extends beyond yourself
is a
question.
And that's really where the question falls into place. If a communist doesn't believe that anyone can own anything under any circumstances, then you may be able to move your arms and legs, but that doesn't mean that you can create anything that is in fact yours. You may be able to modify the environment around you, but you still haven't created property. So there's still this level of subjectiveness to it,
well,
Neil.
The point...
Well, There's an extension. Neil, you're going to get there, I bet,
yes,
aren't you?
Yeah. Yes. See, the thing of it is that the communist doesn't realize the objective fact. He doesn't realize it.
Okay.
He doesn't realize that he owns himself and that it's just a fact of nature. It's just something that is proven, that can be found out and discovered.
And by extension, Neil, if you can't...
Somebody just shot Neil.
Wow. Shoot.
Neil, you there?
Oh, I hope he calls back.
Well, that's okay.
Well, I was just going to say...
We'll let Gard pick up the ball for
you. I was just going to say, by extension, I don't know if Neil was going to go this way, but typically the logic that follows in the natural rights community is that if you... And also objectivists as well. If you believe, if you recognize the objective fact that you have a property in oneself, then as Aristotle said and as many political philosophers through the ages on the classical liberal side have said, then in order for you to be able to survive, you have to, by extension, be able to control some sort of property that keeps you alive.
I agree. Sure. And that exists in nature, too. I agree with their line of philosophy. I totally do. You know I do.
Right.
But what I'm saying is there can be somebody out there that says that, in fact, you do not own yourself.
But that person is a madman.
Well, so what?
Well, that's exactly it. And this is the conversation that I've alluded to a couple times with you guys off the air that I've had with my friend Lisa, in a way. There are two points that I just would like to make. You make an excellent point. And what that is you say, okay, let's say that we establish that there is an objective reality that plays upon our senses, as Ayn Rand would say, A is A, that objectively you own your body. You are the mover of your body. No one else can do it, only you.
Right.
And also, as Locke would say, in order to survive and protect that body, which, whether God-given or naturally or whatever, only you can control, you need to be able to control a certain amount of the property that keeps you alive. You need to be able to get food and sustenance. Okay. From that, we then say we can apply the concept of property rights, hypothetically. You say, what if somebody doesn't believe that? And then a lot of people...
Like a crazy man.
Yes. And you say a lot of people who are anarchists or free marketeers will say, well, we would allow those people who don't believe that to live apart. And you would say, yes, and the people who do agree in private property and contractual government without a government at all, you're living together, and what happens when one of those people aggresses against you and tries to take your property because they don't believe in the same thing? And what this makes me question, and I'd like to pose this to the folks who are listening, is we assume the moral superiority of non-aggression. And the question is, and this gets to sort of moral subjectivity, upon what can we say that itself, non-aggression, is morally superior? There is something there, and it's a very interesting thing to think about.
Well, because it's not nice to hurt people.
It seems clear to me.
I'm a simpleton. I just think it's just not nice to hurt people. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to GCNLive.com and click on the sponsor link, then click on the ACT banner. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to GCNLive.com, click on the sponsors link, then click on the ACT banner and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's GCNLive.com, sponsors link, ACT banner, and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at libertystickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, it's your show. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark. 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are totally free. Get signed up for the updates. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You'll know first if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Still discussing the issue that has occupied so much of our show time within the past handful of shows, the issue about the theoretical world of the free market, wherein people don't aggress against one another, and that's, of course, the way most people operate in their daily basis. If we aggressed against one another on a regular basis, we would live in a truly chaotic place. But we don't, because we do understand inherently that we own ourselves. We don't want harm to be brought to ourselves, so we don't want to bring harm to others, because we know that inherently that you bring harm to somebody else, inevitably if they don't die, they're going to come bring harm back on you. The cycle of violence will continue, and their life will be hell. So that's the reason why the world isn't crumbling at any given moment. It's not because there's a government out there stopping people. It's simply because it's in your best interest to be good to others.
Yeah. You know, I was just going to say, Ian, I think a lot of people would probably agree, whether they have thought it through or not, with Locke's concept that out of the state of nature, whether they believe in God or they believe that it just because people want to maximize pleasure and minimize pain, out of the state of nature where we could all be aggressing against each other, we formed the state, hypothetically, to protect our lives and property. Now, some people would just say, well, you know, maybe Locke wasn't right about the nature of the state of nature. Maybe the state of nature is such that people interested in trying to maximize pleasure and minimize pain don't necessarily have to form the state. And we can draw historical conjectures regarding the Icelandic guys, the Vikings and Viking is Iceland as much as we want. But philosophically speaking, maybe he's wrong. Maybe people can form these groups. The question that I was posing before the break was, as Mark has brought up, the anarchists / free marketeers claim moral superiority in their concept of non-aggression. And Mark is turning it around, saying, you know, there could be a whacked out communist who is in, you know, 5 or 2% of the population out there who doesn't believe that that's morally superior and believes that you should be able to take someone's property. And even if you could twist it and show him, look, you can't ask for that protection for yourself, he might say, I don't care, slice me up, hit me, I'm a masochist. Mm-hmm. So, you know, whatever. I mean, so the question arises in a philosophical sense, and you can draw the two themes that you can say philosophically, can we get to a point where we can say, okay, I feel comfortable having thought this through, or do we have to just say, okay, look, practically we know most people aren't that way, so this sort of system works. But can we then say that, how does one justify the statement that non-aggression is morally superior? And what do we mean by morally superior?
That's objective,
upon
isn't it?
What is it based?
Right.
Yes, and interestingly enough, I had a very good conversation.
Because the morals of the masochist are different than the morals of any of us sitting here.
Exactly. And this is a very interesting conversation, and I don't want to go on and F9, but I just wanted to mention, I had a conversation with one of the executive editors of Human Events a long time ago, Tom Winter. And I was staying at his place at a journalism internship in 1989 in D.C. And he said, without religion, you can't have morals. And
I said,
no, that's ridiculous. That's totally ridiculous. But it is interesting, because if you're trying to define what morals are morals simply based on the majority deciding what they are, as so many people criticize the moral relativists? Because you could potentially, and I try to have this argument with my friend Lisa, or discussion really, you could have an island where people voluntarily go and they know, and they could say, I vow that I will not defend myself. Everybody, each man for himself. It could be a total animal island. And they would look at that as morally right. So how do we define it?
I don't think you can. And you can only define your own moral system. And hope that other people agree with you.
You know, it wasn't.
Now we're really getting.
It wasn't
deep.
My intention to bring the show itself to this whole esoteric
philosophy
conversation.
Corner.
Really, my only intention when it all came down to this is I'm sick of anarchists being free marketeers or voluntarists or whatever term you want to use, being sanctimonious about their beliefs and saying that their beliefs are so much better, and constantly trying to convert me or tell me why I'm a bad person for a belief in small government. Really, what I want is just for the anarchists to leave me alone.
Stop trying to convert Mark, okay? Then he'll stop talking about this
I
crap.
Love that statement. I want the anarchists
and
to leave
sanctimony.
Me alone. That's so funny. I just think it's just one of the funniest statements in libertarian politics
ever. Leave the sanctimony
ever.
Up to me, okay? Let's go to the phones. Let's bring Neil back. We've apparently, the phones all blew up and we lost every single caller, but they all called back because they're great like that. Let's let Neil make a final point before we move on here. Neil, you're back on Free Talk Live from California.
All right, thanks. Oh, Mark, I just want to let you know I still love you, man.
Thank you.
Anyway, you were talking about morality. I just want to throw a quick point in there. I would consider morality or ethics and things of that nature. They should be studied scientifically and objectively, in the use of reason to help determine what is actually moral with regard to what do you define as moral. Well, I would say universally preferred behavior would be considered moral. For example, like eating, for example, is really a universally preferred behavior. But just because there is an anorexic out there doesn't like invalidate the idea that eating is universally preferred.
Right. So you're pointing out that just because there's a crazy commie out there that doesn't believe in property, which as you pointed out is scientifically provable, that doesn't invalidate the non-initiation of force principle, the non-aggression principle.
Well, the non-aggression principle is universally preferred. It's obviously brought about all the great things that we have in society today.
Yeah, Neil, I would only say that, and I'm in agreement with you in the direction in which you're going, but I would only say, semantically, verbally, I would not use the term universal appeal, because if the minute you can bring up an exception, it's no longer universal.
When
you can yourself state, you know, about an anorexic or so on, so you got to find something that's, you know, widespread or something like that. And really, eventually, what you're talking about is really pragmatism in that case, and no principle. It's very strange to think about.
Yeah, that's true. And I just wanted to point out, just for Mark, I know you want me to leave you alone, but but I just wanted to point out the catch 22.
He just said he didn't want any more emails. That's all.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to point out the catch 22. Whenever you want a state, whenever you want a monopoly on force, you are violating individuals' property rights. You are violating their property or their person to be able to voluntarily exchange with one another in order to be able to get the protection that they want voluntarily.
I understand, but there can exist.
He understands and accepts.
I understand.
Thanks for the call, Neil.
You're welcome.
I understand the whole light. Believe me, after years on this show with a free marketeer, I do understand the concepts. I simply don't believe that the system can work, and I'm willing to compromise a little bit of force for in exchange for a government that works.
Will your government, theoretical government, if you could have whatever you wanted,
we'll call it the United States of America,
would it forcibly confiscate wealth?
I don't see how it couldn't. I don't see how has a government ever
continue to oppose.
Any government ever not forcibly, taken wealth in some
probably
manner or another?
Not, because then it wouldn't be a government.
It would be
a voluntary association.
Right. It'd be the Lions Club.
Fascinates me as well. To
it does a whole lot more good than government ever does.
Well, I agree with Ian that the risk inherent in creating such a system and the philosophical contradictions internally in that on protecting private property by forcibly taking someone's private property to create the police force to protect that private property, the inconsistency I cannot abide. And the fascinating thing is, if you think about it, remember Benjamin Franklin's quote, those who give up a certain portion of liberty for security will end up with neither.
Mm-hmm.
And the amazing thing is, he himself supported the Constitution. He supported creating government to do this.
I don't think that they had the philosophy of free marketeerism, anarcho-capitalism.
Right. Not at that time.
It didn't really exist at that time. They didn't even have a term for it.
Right.
They said freedom and liberty.
There you go. Which points out that it's a more advanced philosophy than they had back then. So it's a direction we should move in. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. We've got Mike, John, Chris, Ron. We need ladies. You go first if you call in. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's NUTRI with an I, medical.com.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
You want to lose weight, but there's no way you want to resort to pills or shakes that are full of chemicals or drugs with harmful side effects. We know diets don't work. That's why there is a fat loss patch. The fat loss patch is a self-adhesive dietary aid worn daily that slowly releases all natural ingredients into the skin. The result is a safe and easy way for you to increase your energy levels, maintain a healthy body weight, and curb those horrible sugar cravings, all without irritating side effects or loss of muscle. Just peel it off, stick it on, and live your life. The patch is safe, effective, and clinically tested. Also, the fat loss patch is the most unique product and business opportunity to ever hit the U.S. and international markets. Join as a U.S. or European customer or distributor in this much-needed and fast-growing business. For more information, visit patchmeeting.com or call Judy at 800-766-2133. That's 800-766-2133.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
It's 1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com, the place to go. The features for free. You like the show? If you want to help support us, then shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Whenever you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase from pretty much anything you buy in their 41 categories of products. They even sell used items. So do your shopping there and get it done. You know, then we don't have to go brave the crowds at the stores and go through the parking lot hell or whatever else, whatever other trouble you might get in the real world. Go shop at amazon.freetalklive.com.
Now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like setting up a corporation or a limited liability company. LegalZoom.com, use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com.
Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Talk to Mike in California on the Amplifier line. Hello, Mike.
Hey, everybody.
Hey. What's on your mind?
I'd like to make 2 points to Mark. And, Mark, I'm not trying to be sanctimonious, and I'm not trying to convert you. I just am discussing the same point that you're probably sick of discussing.
I'm ready. Let's go.
Okay. if the right
By the way, if I lose this argument, all I do is return to the state of, you know, the legitimate target of the free marketeer's sanctimony. Okay? I mean, so I've got nothing to lose. Fire
away. I'm not even trying to make you lose. I'm trying to make you see my point of view.
Great. Let's go.
Or the other point. I guess it's Ian's point of view, too. If the right to property, the right to self and property, which is an extension of the right to self, if that is an objective fact, if humans, if it can be proven scientifically that humans have a right to their to property, then anyone, whether it's one crazy madman or 5 million communists who don't volunteer into that system, don't believe in that system, don't get to have their own rights. They don't get to say, well, we think communism is better, and therefore we're being restricted against by this system of free rights, of voluntarism. Because, for example, if one person or 5 million people decided not to believe in an objective fact of gravity, they don't get to make up something else and have it be true.
Well, gravity exists in the real world. Let's call it the first world. Whereas rights exist in the second world, the world of agreement, the world of philosophy, the world of thought, in the same way that marriage, government, all kinds of these agreements exist, they exist in this second world. And I don't think that you're going to be able to prove to people that believe wholeheartedly that property doesn't exist. I don't think you're going to be able to prove to them scientifically that that's true.
what you're saying is correct. If you could prove it scientifically, then it would be real. Yes.
And
at that point, that's what the government says today. We have guns. Do what we say.
And there's also, I would just like to add, there's also a slight difference in the practicalities of recognizing the objective things such as the law of gravity, which, hey, could be proven false someday, but it looks like it's a pretty strong bet. And the interactions of human beings with their own subjective feelings. And the problem is that even if you can say objectively that an individual owns himself or herself, and that people want to, say, maximize pleasure and minimize pain, as opposed to if you want to try to fly, you'll fall without some sort of device to help you fly. But if you want to take someone's property or kill him, you can do it. It doesn't mean it could mean that for those people who believe that the right to self-ownership is manifest, that that law has been infringed upon, but it's too late by then. Also, masochists might not believe it, and they are perfectly willing to act. The difference between the law of gravity and human beings is that human beings are self-actors with their own subjective feelings, and so that muddies the waters there.
Well, the waters are muddied, and there is definitely a difference between a philosophical concept, between any concept, and something in reality, like gravity or rock.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean it's not objective and not true. For example, numbers, they don't. Two
right.
doesn't exist, but it is not subjective. It
right.
is objective and based on logic, based on an empirical observation.
But here's the question. Here's the question. Once you've determined that, what value do you derive from that, either in feeling confident about the superiority of your system or in assigning some value to that?
There is a line of logic, a line of reasoning that extends to the moral way for humans to live. It's a huge discussion, and I don't want to get into it now. In fact, I don't think we could get into it now. It's a huge discussion. And I'm still learning it, but it does exist. I mean, you take the most basic sensory information and that humans can have, and then you extend it a little bit by logic. Well, that means this, and then you extend it by logic, and you go up conceptually to more complex ideas, and it leads you to understand there is only one way for humans to live morally. Now, that certainly doesn't mean that someone who doesn't understand it or believe it can't go and kill someone who
sure.
does believe it.
Which is why I think Mark's point is important about there, you know, this being the second level, the second layer, or whatever you called it.
I called it a second level.
Luckily, most people subscribe to what we're talking about, and that is that you own yourself, you own the fruits of your labor, property does exist, and that it's wrong to take things by coercion, or you know, it's wrong to deprive others of their property, deprive others of their life, and do harm to others. It's wrong. Most people agree with that. Thank goodness. Because if most people thought the way the commies did, and again, we're talking purely theoretical here. You and I both know, Mark and Gardner, everybody knows that a communist can sit there and say, I don't believe in property. At the same time, he, you know, hangs up on his cell phone and then gets into his car, and, you know, he's got all kinds
or
of property.
Or uses his mouth.
Right. So, I mean, it's clear that they say one thing and then they do another. But if we actually had a world where people didn't believe in property and they didn't believe in the right to life, then we would truly live. Now, you want to talk about chaos. We would truly live in a dangerous, dangerous place where anybody you come across could be possibly the next person to extract your life from you, or, you know, take your money from you, or your loved ones, or whatever. And we don't live in that world, and thank goodness we don't. Just because there may be a few madmen or a handful of people that do think that way out there, you know, certainly doesn't validate their thought process. It just simply means there are crazy people. And in addition to all that, and Mike, thanks for the call, in addition to all that, having a government around for those people to get in charge of, for those people to take advantage of, to lord over others, to have power at their disposal, to where they can then institute whatever craziness they want to upon us. That's the really scary part. That's what we have today.
You know, Ian, I would as an aside, just put forward the idea that we live in a society today, a society which is apart from government. We live in a society today that really does not believe in the sanctity of private property. All it does is find it distasteful to take someone's private property directly in most cases.
You're right about that. And you got to blame the government for
exactly.
that. For that mentality.
They've been trained to think this way. We've lost that. That's a huge, huge danger in the United States.
Right, and it's visible in the entitlement mentality where people believe that they deserve certain things. In fact, we've got a clip, an audio clip, of the wife of John Edwards talking about some of the things that she thinks that, for instance, pregnant women deserve because of the fact that they got knocked up. I hope we'll get a chance to get to it, but we're loaded with phone calls, so we need to continue with them. Let's go to, it is John in Ohio, listening on WAIS. Hello, John.
Yes. Are you there?
We're here. What's on your mind, sir?
Okay. Well, you went off my line for a second. I want Mark to know he's got one supporter here in Ohio.
Oh, he's got more than one supporter.
I'd say
theoretically,
probably 9 out of 10.
Theoretically, it's very interesting to talk about the theoretical.
Mm-hmm.
But let's apply the concept to the practical world that we live in, the reality. Let's say a... ice cream vendor works out a route that he believes is his in the free market tier theory. That would be his property. That route would be his property that he could defend from any interlopers.
Well, that's presuming he owns the roads that he's driving on.
Well, he wouldn't be using them if he didn't own them.
So you're telling me the ice cream vendor owns the roads. Okay, go ahead.
Well, if I go out, buy me an ice cream truck, build me some roads around the different houses, I own the road, I own the thing.
Yes, sir.
And there's no government
mm-hmm.
that the free marketeer is loyal to or recognizes. He would be morally... obligated to defend his territory from someone who comes in, let's say, and starts taking his business from him.
If it was his roads, he damn well would. What's wrong with that?
Well, I understand you just had a case very similar to that in Pittsburgh there.
I have no idea what you're even talking about.
I'm not familiar with it either.
Well, there was an ice cream vendor that was...
Oh, the ice cream vendor in Pittsburgh didn't own the roads that he was on. The government owns the roads today.
Well, no,
those
are public roads, so
yeah.
We all own them.
Well, that's not true, and you know that's not true.
The government
owns
them.
Hour 3 is coming up. Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.